You've got mail, 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 mail.
You pull its tail and go ring, 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 ring.
And it's like, time arf. For the moment you've been waiting for.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, here we are. Welcome back to the manliest podcast on the internet. I'm Dan. We're kicking back with Keegan, Norm, and Zach, and me.
Yeah, boy.
This week I brought Grand Malo, which is a churro-flavored tequila. I brought it on my wife's recommendation. Didn't really know anything about it. I do know that a couple weeks ago, I brought over a shot of a more expensive bottle of this Grand Malo. And it was tamarindo or whatever flavored.
And it was really good.
Fucking
it was
awesome.
So good.
Tastes like candy with a little bit of spice. So I'm hoping that this $20 churro tequila tastes like a fucking churro.
That'd be sick.
Some poured up. I also brought over, depending on what people want to drink today, I know that I'm not going to have too much tequila, so I did bring over some Leinenkugels of Berry Weiss.
Is that how you say it?
Leinenkugels?
Yeah, I've just been saying Leinenhangens.
That's definitely
pretty
not
sure
it.
It's Leinenkugels.
Yeah, I think Dan's right.
I think Dan's right, too. Yeah, it says right there, Leinen. I never even understood what the second half of the word was, if I'm going to be honest.
Maybe it's Leinenkugels.
No, it says it right there.
Yeah. Leinenkugels.
Anyway, this is my favorite summer. This is my favorite summer beer. It's fucking sweet and delicious. So I'm going to pour up this tequila.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I'm a little nervous to drink since my stomach is just settling from hell itself.
Norm almost didn't make it today.
I didn't.
And I'm going to be honest, I was really looking forward to roasting Norm for an hour about how he didn't come to the podcast because his tummy hurt.
You can still just roast me for an hour.
No, because you manned up and came, so it's not as fun.
You want me to suck it? I heard that helps. Let me try. I want to make you guys look weak.
If Dan can't do it with all his muscles, then Zach would be able to do it. Dan, you loosen that for him.
Zach's like, I went to the gym today. Look at my nutsack about to fall out.
That's exactly if you guys what I was
going to blame it on the fact that I had to dig a fucking 18. So first off, if you've ever dug in Vegas, you understand that it's just solid fucking clay.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the ass. And you just have to swing a pickaxe at it the entire time. So I've been digging in my backyard for fucking 5 hours this morning.
Fun.
Yeah. Why?
A lot of fun.
I have to dig the footers for my patio cover.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And they have to be 35 inches by 35 inches by 18 inches deep. Which is fucking overkill.
Yeah.
It's a lot of inches.
That's 80 bags of concrete. So I have to dig three holes that size.
That's 80 bags of concrete?
80 bags of concrete.
That's too much concrete.
It's like 300... Over $300 in concrete.
It's like almost
who's
as big
your concrete
as my
guy?
Cock.
Well, fucking Lowe's. Mm.
Lowe's.
That'll do it. This summer ale is fucking delicious. This Berry Weiss, or as they say in German, Berry Weiss, is fucking delicious.
Did you say Jerry Rice?
No, I said Berry Weiss.
Catching bullets like I'm Jerry Rice. Nani? Shoot me.
Shoot me.
Gun.
Okay.
We're about
Bill
to.
Hole.
We're about to take shots. That's a bigger.
Mm, damn.
I didn't pour a shot.
No, it's okay.
I just want like a very small amount, please, Dan.
His tummy hurts.
Shut
I was going to do that
up,
for
bro.
An hour.
That would have
bro,
been
my stomach did fucking hurt, bro. It still kind of does, but.
Yeah, don't get poke bowls from
poke nachos from a place I won't mention because I love them too much.
I do love that.
They're
place.
Pretty fucking fire.
I bought a bunch of beer from them though, so I have a bunch of cool beers sitting in my fridge bowl.
But we're not going to shout out that beer because right now we're talking
we'll
shit about the company.
Then we'll know. Yeah, because holy fuck,
but
I was
it's a company that also
bro.
Makes beer, and that's
like
the only.
I'm telling you, the most violent food poisoning I've ever seen or heard of.
Yeah,
it
you were
fucking,
so far.
Hopefully it never happens again, because holy fuck.
All right, well, cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Churro.
Churros.
Cheers, it's the churro. And cheers.
It smells like churros. It, like, literally smells exactly like churros.
Wow. Yeah, it does.
It's a churro.
And it tastes like a fucking churro.
Very, it's like cinnamony, but not like fireball cinnamon.
Wow. That's delicious. Heck? Yeah, it's sweet cinnamon. Sweet. It's literally a churro. It's churro in a glass.
30%.
Yeah, this is pretty dope.
Oh, is that 60 proof?
I this is
said,
dope.
60 proof.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think.
Bring this to a party. Everyone will take shots.
When I drink something like this, is like, what sort of preservatives and weird flavorings did they add to make it taste so much like a fucking churro? And like, it hardly even tastes like alcohol.
I know. Well, that's dangerous.
I know.
30%. Well, didn't they say like in Mexico, like if it's a product of Mexico, their liquor can be a lower percentage or a lower proof?
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
I thought that is... Oh, okay, so...
I'll just say yes.
Okay.
It's pretty good, though. I like the other one better. It was, like, sour, and it was sweet, and it was, like...
Oh, yeah. And then it was gone. That's Sour Patch the, Kids.
I knew that I wasn't going to like this one as much.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good, though.
But it's pretty good, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like
sweet and delicious.
You could make this into a dessert cocktail, like so fucking easy.
Just make horchata with it.
Oh my god! Yeah.
That's a fire,
dude. That actually sounds fucking delicious.
That'd be fire.
But yeah, dude, you could definitely make this into some delicious sort of cocktail.
Dude, $20 a bottle. This is definitely get a white girl wasted kind of tequila.
Yeah. Bitches in high school love this shit. If they could get it. Which they can't.
They can if they hit up Keegan.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
We got
Hey, Daddy, can you buy me some tequila for tonight?
Yeah, you got it, champ.
You just smack him on the back. Oh, yep. Man. Dude. Mm. Anyone else have a fun with 2 days of throwing up and shitting everywhere?
Oh, bro. You said it was coming out at both ends at the same time, right?
Same time. Uncontrollable.
That's crazy.
Like, literally uncontrollable. There. It was like go to the bathroom and then whatever happens.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, it was
How's your bathroom? Tough. How's the state of your bathroom?
Actually, I did a really good job. The very first time where I was like, I yelled at my girlfriend to like get me a plastic bag. So I was like, it's both ends. So I was like, I know what's happening. I got a little bit of throw up on the floor, but other than that, I kept it on the toilet.
Wow. So, that a boy.
Yeah, dude. It was fucking, it was just like, it's like, it was a never ending cycle. Like, I would get up, I'd go to the bathroom, let it all out. Then I would feel better for like 3 minutes. Yeah, not even that. I would lay down enough to like about to be asleep. And then all of a sudden my stomach would be like, nope, go throw up again. And so I'd go throw up again. And then I'd come back and I'd like drink a little bit of water. And then once that water hit my stomach, it was like, haha, have fun. And go back, throw up more.
What kind of fish is poke?
Poke is usually
tuna.
Tuna.
Yeah.
You can make it with other fish, but 90% of the time, if you just order poke somewhere, it's tuna.
It's going to go with a good ahi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just eat it. I don't really ask questions usually.
Dude, you know who has great poke that I will shout out that's never made me sick? Mackay. Have you guys been to Mackay?
I was hoping you were going to say Yard House.
No.
Mackay. No, I don't know.
Mackay. It's like a Hawaiian spot that's like right over on Fort Apache and Tropicana. And they're like my favorite Hawaiian food place.
We did have that poke when we went to Yard House.
Right? It was fire,
right?
Yard House's poke nachos are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fire.
Sushi grade.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Apparently this place was not.
Yeah. Yep. What was the name of this place?
Don't want to say.
Oh, okay.
Cool. We're going to,
we still support it.
Yeah. I'm still probably going to go there, but I'll just never order that dish again.
So. Give me a good old rub.
Shout out to that guy for that video. That's fucking legendary.
Me a good old rub.
Dill hole.
Oh, man. Mm.
All right.
Sick.
So that's
guys.
It? Is that it?
That's we it. All right, anything? Let's go.
Nothing. No. Were you going to say something? I thought you were going to say something.
No, so you like go. I was going to. Okay.
No, so you go.
So,
yeah, boy.
What is the manliest thing that you guys have done this week?
I'm just going to say Father's Day.
Oh, sure. Nice. Yeah, I forgot it was Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day, Dan.
I celebrated my second Father's Day, and it was fucking dope.
That's beautiful, bro.
Yeah, Saturday. Oh, yeah, we'll just talk about my weekend. That was pretty fun. I'll talk about that and how manly I was on Sunday morning.
Mm. Yeah, you're mixing bags of concrete and shit.
Nah, dude, that actually hasn't happened yet, but I was digging today.
Digging.
So one of my neighbors shelled out couple grand to get me, him, and 11 other of our neighbors a fucking private booth at Topgolf. like nice. fourth floor, like fucking nice. it was badass, dude. And so we got schmammered, all of us did. Everyone there got absolutely tanked because afterwards we went to Stoney's and I convinced my 62-year-old neighbor to ride the mechanical bull.
Let's go.
Fucking dude. Well, that's he was why. Getting up there, and like as he was getting up there, I was like, oh shit, he's this guy's die. 60. I was like, hey, he's 60. And he was like, what? I was like, yeah, he's 60. And he was like, well, he signed the waiver. And I was like, just do me a favor. I don't want to go to the hospital tonight. He was like, okay, I got you. So, yeah. He rode the bull.
Did you get a video evidence of this 60-year-old man riding the bull?
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. That whole night just turned into a blur.
That's what's
hell yeah, dude.
It was real cool.
That sounds
and then
fire.
Woke up the next day. Supposed to drive my parents to the airport at 4 a.m. That shit didn't happen.
Yep.
Nope. Text and I was like, sorry. Nope.
Sorry. You're going to have to Uber.
Yeah. So they did. And then... Then after lounging around the house and like trying to hold myself together, we went back to our house and I invited all of those people over again for corned beef hash browns with some sunny side up eggs, which I cooked for like 10 fucking people.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
And then everybody just stayed at my house for the rest of the day.
Sick.
And we played fucking cornhole and... All the neighbor kids were playing in our inflatable pool. My kid was just like running around. Jessica was upstairs unconscious. It was real cool.
Oh, that's okay. So cool.
Dude, she was not handling the hangover well.
That's okay.
Yeah, man. Hangovers get harder and harder with age.
So, that was it. And then I called out of work on Monday so that I could recover.
That's my
for
nice.
A day. And then that's here I am.
And here we are.
Yeah.
That's manly.
All
that's,
right.
That was my manly weekend.
That's pretty fire, dude.
It's pretty metal, bro. I fucking love that you have like a relationship with your neighbors, you know? Yeah. Like it's definitely something that we tried to have growing up. Like my family always talked to all our neighbors and blah blah blah. But like I didn't give a shit about any of those fools.
Yeah.
There were not kids, you know, that I could like be friends with really and it just wasn't that kind of environment. But I think it's fucking tight as hell that you and your neighbors all get along and like have these big events and enough for them to invite you to a private room at or a private whatever at Top Golf. That's fucking sick.
Oh yeah, dude, it was badass.
Have a booth chilling.
Yeah, we kick it 2-3 times a week.
Fuck yeah,
that's hard, bro.
My community was doing an event today as I left.
Your community is full of fucking hot people.
God, hot people.
Hot people, man. He's got hot people at his complex.
Really?
There's influencers that live in my building.
Boy, do they have butt cheeks.
Like Instagram influencers.
You,
yo, let's throw a little shindig.
Well, they were throwing a party in the courtyard that they called Yappy Hour today because it was you're supposed to bring your dog, but then they also did like an open bar and a DJ.
Fuck yeah, dude. Bring your fucking yappers.
Yeah, bring your little yappy doggy. But we left Feifei at home.
Did he have subwoofers?
Thank
you.
Good one. Thank you. But yeah, there was quite a few people in our courtyard while I was leaving for the podcast today, so that looked pretty cool. But I was like, fuck my neighbors. That was my thought. I said, fuck
well,
my neighbors.
Well, if they're influencers, I would love to. Fucking sure.
Yeah, I would love to fuck
they
your neighbors.
They got butt cheeks?
They got butt cheeks,
Keegan,
bro.
You can literally fuck my neighbors.
Like, well, no, not literally, because what if they're not into me, you know?
Yeah, boy.
All right. I like where this is headed.
Yeah, brother.
All right. So Norm went to a dog party. Dan went to a real one.
The manliest thing is he didn't go to the dog party.
Yeah, that's my manliest thing. I looked at my
is
dog
Is still
party.
Going on?
No, it ends at like 8.
Fuck, we got 5 minutes. We could still make it. I'm trying to see some sweater pups. You know what I'm saying?
No, Ayo. It's real puppies.
Oh.
They're there.
I'm not interested anymore. Yeah. All right, Zach.
The manliest thing that I did this week is I moved my girlfriend into my apartment. Now it's our apartment.
Aww, you guys live together now.
I know. Yeah. I freaking love that woman.
Now, when you guys break up, it's going to be really awkward.
It's going to be really awkward until your lease is up.
It's not going to be really awkward because it's not going to happen.
Let's go.
But fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, that was it though. Dude, it was fucking moving shit is so tough.
We were
talking about it. We were like, when we're only gonna be here for another like 3 months. We're gonna like rent a house after this. And when we rent a house, we were thinking, we were like, dude, maybe we should just like fucking hire some movers. Like Oh, and make that shit hella simple. Like, I don't have to call any of my friends or family or anything. Like, yeah, you have to pay for them to come and do it. But it's like, then I just like pack all my shit up and I'm just like, take it to where it has to go.
Yep.
Yes. You know, most movers, you don't even have to pack your shit. They'll do it for you.
They come and then they do that shit for you.
Yep. And Norm, that's how much did it cost for you to hire movers to...
Yeah, so after the very first time, I moved probably 5 times now in 4 years, something like that. And after the very first time I moved everything by myself, I've hired movers every single time since then. And I think I use, for my size of shit moving, I usually don't pay like $400.
Yeah. Really?
So yeah. Worth it.
It's not bad.
Because I usually only have like 1 bedroom worth of shit to move, and they usually don't charge me that much. Yeah. I don't really have that much big shit. So
I got paid to move from fucking Virginia to here because the Army's a bunch of suckers.
Oh, God,
don't go ahead and handle their finances.
Yeah.
You know?
Uncle Sam, more like Uncle...
Bitch.
Damn, well, dude,
I'm glad you funny story though.
I'm glad you and Mano are happy and you're living together.
Yeah, bro. I'm stoked, man. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, it was nice. Metal. Like, last night we cooked up a nice dinner. You know, like, we've still got boxes and all this shit that needs to, you know, like, find a place to go for now. But it was nice. We cooked a nice little dinner, had some champagne, celebrated, and kind of like, you know, reminisced on how far, you know, like our relationship has come and like how much we've grown with one another. And it was beautiful, man. I'm super excited for like my future with this wonderful lady right here.
That's awesome, bro. So,
hell yeah.
Good for you. Thanks, congratulations.
Man. Blam, blam, blam.
Hit a random button for me.
Okay, fuck yeah.
Give your meat a good old rub.
Well.
All right.
All right.
Good. It's time for the moment you've been waiting for.
Did you download that just to start the podcast? Because.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Cool. But I honestly, that. I feel like I could use it at other times too. So, you know, I'm here for it.
Yeah, uses. I was cool. Curious and then you did it and I was like.
Yeah, Zach's about to whip his dick out on the podcast.
It's time for the
give you me a
oh yeah both those
better.
Work
even better
dill hole
dill hole
that's the
dude
that's
I
the
never watched of. Beavis and Butt
bro it's so like good
never. Seen like one episode Keegan, I know who the great Cornholio is. You bring him TP for his bunghole.
Dude, I fucking love Beavis and Butthead. I'm not even gonna lie. Dude, you should watch some of it because I swear to God, it's like it's one of those dumb, shows that you put on and you're like, this is so fucking stupid. But it's like hilarious. It's so funny just because of that. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Oh man, it's fucking hilarious.
That's a purpose.
I always used to laugh at that fucking show.
I was just more of a South Park guy, you know? I just always watched South Park.
I never really watched any of them. Oh, I lied. I've seen every episode of Family Guy except for, like, in the past year.
The new shit.
Yeah. I've been even watching the new shit of Family Guy for the most part.
Pretty good?
I'm maybe behind. Yeah, it's still good.
I fucking love it, man.
Yeah, I'm maybe behind, like, 6 or 7 episodes now, but I still watch Family Guy. It's good. Still fire.
Yeah.
Futurama is great.
Futurama's I love Futurama. I'm watching that one now.
Yeah, Futurama is fucking fire.
The best one for sure.
I
was never allowed to watch them growing up, so I didn't start watching
really
these
either.
Cartoons until I was like 18 years old.
Yeah.
And then I watched all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It still felt kind of weird, like, because, right, I left at a month after I turned like 18 and I was like by myself and I got my first like Netflix subscription.
Mm-hmm.
I was like watching all this shit and I still felt weird watching it.
Right.
I was like, I'm not supposed to be watching this.
Nice. Zach muted himself.
Zach
but
himself.
Dude, I think my favorite adult cartoon of all time is probably South Park. That one just like, I don't know what it was when I first got into it, probably when I was probably the same age. I was like 18, 19, something like that. And I just started, I just fucking found, like, I was like, I should watch this because I've never watched it. And then I started from episode 1 and I proceeded to watch every episode in a row until I caught up.
It's very stupid in a genius way.
Yeah, it's stupid and smart and funny. Like, they make the dumbest jokes possible, but then they also make a smart joke. But they'll make it in a dumb way, and you're like, this
I think,
is great.
Like, where they got me is, like, I can watch South Park, and I've laughed at it, you know what I mean? But I can only watch a couple of episodes. I think it's their voices.
Yeah.
They kind of, like, after a minute, I'm like,
I get it.
Have you ever played the Truth or the Fractured Butthole? Oh, my God. Those games are great. It's like you're playing through an episode of South Park. It's so cool. It's like they did such a great job of keeping it South Park, but like it's still fucking a good game.
Yeah, it's like a legitimately good
turn-based. Yeah, it's just like a
turn-based JRPG.
Yeah, it's fire. It's super fire. Yeah. Who's your favorite character on Family Guy?
Keegan, did you do your manliest
Brian
thing?
And Stewie, just their whole dynamic. Yeah,
their time traveling episodes. Yeah. Yeah. Fire.
Yeah. What? I agree with those.
No, he hasn't done his manliest thing.
I feel like I didn't do mine either. I just talked about a random party going on at my thing.
That's okay. Move on from you. It's about me now.
Okay, go ahead.
I didn't really have an answer, so I was totally okay with skipping it. The manliest thing I've done is I haven't stopped working since the last time we filmed an episode. And then before that, also haven't stopped
you
working.
You had Saturday off.
I had Saturday off.
You liar.
I am a liar. I had Saturday off. And
you were working on yourself that day.
Was I?
Yeah.
Probably. I'm working on myself every day. Thanks,
You're
buddy.
Welcome.
Good cop out.
I got you.
But no, out of the last like 14 days, I've probably had like 2 days off. It's just been a lot of work.
Because
I'm a bartender.
Hey,
I got the promotion. The manliest thing I did was get a promotion.
Exactly. Lead with that.
Sorry. The manliest thing I did was get a promotion, and now I've been working my ass off and haven't done shit since.
Yeah. Yeah. Just completely skipped over something that's actually awesome.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It actually is.
Don't miss.
And let me tell you something. It is so fucking easy. It is like the easiest job.
Mornings especially are pretty easy.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Today, easiest $200 I've ever made in my entire life. I walked in. I served like, you know, I got like maybe one little rush for like an hour. And then for the other 4 hours, I just did nothing. I don't want to say I did nothing. I cleaned and like made busy work for myself. But holy shit, it's easy.
Yeah, morning bartending, I did that for about a year and a half, and I was like, although it was a lot harder when I did it, because when you're the morning bartender, when I did it, you had the whole bar, and then you also were the closing server, so you had all those tables.
Oh, yeah, that sounds difficult.
Yeah, you used to have a bar back in the mornings, too, though.
Oh, okay.
Because you used to take fucking 10 tables, and you had the entire bar.
Yeah, you were technically serving and bartending.
Yeah, but then they changed that in the you could. It's hard, but it's not that hard.
You know why it's easy, though, right?
Because it's not easy for you? Yeah, because I'm not doing two jobs anymore. I'm just doing one.
Because you've fucking been preparing for this, dude. You've been fucking wanting it and working for it and preparing to step into the position you're in, and now you're in it. And it's easy because you've been fucking working for it.
You should have been a bartender a year ago, to be honest, though.
I was like hella nervous for like the first week, honestly. I was just waking up every day. I'm like, damn, I'm nervous. Like, what if I get in there and there's something I don't know how to do? And that was never the case. Like, there's never been a situation where I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I like feel stupid for not knowing something. It's like, no, I just, I got it.
Yeah. Well, dude, you know what? We're going to have to come in for lunch and sit at the bar and get hammered.
And get schmammered.
Yes.
Yeah, dude.
And get hammered on lunch.
Dude, we should do that like night. He works Tuesday morning, so let's just do it next Tuesday. Let's just get hammered at lunch before the podcast.
Let's fill the whole bar and drown Keegan in drink orders.
Dude, that's what I don't make that many drinks in the morning.
No, lunch isn't drink heavy.
So anytime a cocktail comes through, I get really excited. I'm like, finally, I can fucking do what I'm here to do, technically.
That's fucking just asking this motherfucker for advanced, weird-ass cocktail.
Yeah, I mean, I'll do it. I don't give a shit.
Dude, I would love that. And then we leave him hella money, and he's like, what do I do with all this? And you're like, I don't know, go buy drugs or
something. You're like, wipe your ass with it, nerd.
I'm gonna rub my dick, or rub my meat, or whatever the line says. Help me out
Give your mate a good rub.
Yeah.
I didn't press the button.
That's okay. That's okay.
No, that was good enough.
We said it.
Give your meat a good old rub.
Good old rub.
That's what I do after I make a lot of money. That's what I did today after I got home. I
was like, beat your dick?
Yeah, bro.
Did you watch porn?
No, I didn't.
Wow, missed out.
I'm trying to watch porn less, you know?
So what'd you think about?
Boobies.
Who?
What did you think about?
Someone. Don't worry.
Aired out on a potty.
No.
Who'd you think about?
I thought about someone.
Miscellaneous.
Aired out.
No.
Come on.
No. You guys don't get to know that
intimate
part.
I tried to get the gossip for you guys.
You
but
try to get that juicy hot tea.
It.
I don't want to tell. Dude. Yeah. Because what if one of the other bitches that I'm talking to hears and they're like, "Wait, he didn't rub it."
Now they already know.
Now they already know.
What?
You're talking to multiple ladies.
Yeah.
Nobody I'm talking to.
And now they know. And now they know. They think they're all bitches. You think they're all bitches.
Yeah.
Wow.
In the respectful term.
I'm going to show this to every girl I think you could be talking to, even if you're not talking to
them. You should show this to anybody that you cross paths with.
Yeah. I'm just going to... Oh, yeah, you're right. We're trying to get
just famous. Just in general. Yeah.
Popular. Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
We not necessarily famous.
No, I always think being famous would suck. I'd much rather be rich and not famous than rich and famous.
Podcast famous is totally manageable. One, we're just a voice. And two...
we're also on YouTube.
We are on YouTube. Go ahead and watch that. But I mean, you know, generally speaking, we're mainly a voice. So we could go places and have the fame, all the benefits of fame, while still having the... I don't know. Norm just got up and smacked his ass.
It was for YouTube. Okay. Well, why'd you tell him? That was going to be YouTube exclusive.
All right. Well,
now I got to cut this whole part out.
Clip that. Clip Norm smacking his ass and play it on loop for 15 seconds. Thank you.
You want to help me wash my...
All right.
I do. I do, actually. I want to help you wash your...
Get your fucking hands off me.
Norm's making me uncomfortable by touching Zach's dick.
Food poisoning makes Norm all fucking antsy in his panties.
Yeah, it does.
Dude, I have so much of my thigh exposed right now, and Norm cannot stop reaching over and grabbing it, and it's freaking me out.
I'm going to be honest,
This is not what I wear the shorts for.
Yeah, it is. You fucking whore.
This is not what I wear the shorts for, bro.
Sorry, I
wear
it so I can see
a lot of my thigh exposed, too. You
want
to touch me?
I don't want to, because I'm going to respect your personal boundaries.
I don't have any.
Well, the boundaries that I set to how I'm going to touch you then.
Yeah. Sick.
Okay.
I'll allow it.
Title of this episode, 4 men fuck each other on camera.
Pornhub. Yeah, you're going to...
Ginger.
Go ahead. Do you want to press them?
60% of the time, it works every time.
Okay.
Nice. Okay.
All right. I believe there's another burning question. Oh, Norm, sorry. What's the manliest thing you did this week, buddy?
We already did it. He walked away from that party with all the yappers.
Yep. Sure. Let's go with that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Go ahead. No, if you have something,
fine.
Go for it.
No, that's fine. Bow to your
sensei. No, the other button.
I was going to say I streamed like every day this week.
No, the other button.
You did what?
I streamed every day this week.
You streamed every day this week?
Yeah, except for yesterday since I was shitting, throwing
up. So you lied too.
Yep. All right.
This is fucking awful, dude. Let's go on to the next thing. Just press the button.
Hey, also, follow me on Twitch. Twitch.tv/soulsense.
Unplug your Twitch on the podcast.
Plugs. Why not? Follow Zach too. He just got affiliate.
Yeah. Dude, I just got affiliate.
Twitch.tv/Prismatic.
Congratulations.
That's awesome, bro.
Dude, so now I can start making money.
I'm trying to get
fucking streaming.
I'm trying to be on Zach's level.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I'm hyped.
Next is partner.
Now you can sub me. Now
I'm gonna
you can
sub to
tip
you, bro.
Me, bro.
Gonna,
you can give me.
I'm not
me,
gonna tip you though, unless you pull your dick out.
I'll sub you. I'll give you my Twitch Prime sub every month for sure,
dude. I would love that.
Yeah, it's all yours.
Yeah, fuck yeah, bro.
Just mentioned on a couple occasions that I should start streaming, and I was like, that's so much work. I would have to learn so much about computers.
Honestly, you just have to, like, it's not that bad. You just have to download the software and learn how the software works. But then once you got that down, then it's easy peasy.
I think that's where the handicap is.
But here's, like, you pretty much just hit stream.
Here's the thing, yeah. Just hop in Discord, share your screen with one of us, and we'll help you figure it out.
All you gotta do is make sure all your audio and video channels and shit were running, and then you just hit go live, and then you're live.
But I'm not consistent either with playing games. Like, I haven't played games in 3 days now.
But I mean, at the same time, you don't necessarily have to be consistent all the time with it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't...
That's what's going to get you there, though.
I mean, yeah, but, you know, at the same time, too, like, there are people that don't stream 5 days a week and only stream, like... 3 or 4 times a week, you know what I mean? And like,
there's hot girls that just sit in a jacuzzi and that's all they do.
Yeah, Amaranth, bro. She literally does absolutely nothing and she's making like millions of dollars.
I
want to
be
Twitch.
One of those girls. I just want to sit in a jacuzzi on stream.
She sits in a
do
bikini.
A hot tub stream, bro.
If I just sat in a hot tub for like 2 hours and then I like went limp and the paramedics had to come get me,
and I got some water
in my lungs and it was like dangerous and people were like worried about me.
Clout.
You guys would be worried, right? Please tell me you'd be worried.
All 6 viewers would be really worried.
Dude, you'd get hella clout for that, bro.
Fuck yeah.
That'd
dude.
Be even weirder if you were
Twitch
like,
hot tub streamer gets rushed.
You're all bricked up.
Yeah.
Just like drowning in a hot tub, all fucking erect.
Fuck yeah.
Suck my ass.
You know. All right, but we do actually have a little bit
hit the button again.
What was it?
Mail, motherfucker.
This mail is brought to you by my girlfriend once again, but I didn't even tell her to send us mail this time.
Sick.
This was cool.
Yeah. You even tell her to?
No. I usually do. I'm usually like, hey, send us mail. She's like, okay. But this time I just like saw in our inbox she sent us mail. And I was like, you sent us mail? She's like, yeah, I sent you mail. So it's just cool. So we're going to get right into this.
Yeah, you didn't see it, you idiot.
We're going to get right into this. If you could be any girl in the world, who would you be and why?
Sounds like Amaranth. I don't know. I think
that's a good answer.
I want to be my wife because I want to know what it feels like to be disappointed by me.
Wow. You don't disappoint yourself?
That's heavy.
Yeah, I do it enough myself, but just from somebody else's perspective, I want to know what it feels
like.
What
would be the first thing you do as Jess?
Probably blow me.
Dude, it's not gay if you are your wife.
That's actually true.
Yeah, that's true.
That's okay. Actually in the Bible, I believe.
Yeah, it's not gay if you're your wife.
It's Proverbs 4:26.
Yeah, that was my joke answer. How about you guys answer and I'll circle back?
Caitlyn Jenner. That way I could still kind of be a man.
Okay.
All right. All right.
And that's not a joke answer?
No, that's a joke answer.
Okay.
That was just me getting a little politically charged over here.
Trying to get
the people listening a little angry. Did it work? Are you listening? Are you a little angry?
Well,
I'm just trying to figure out who the fuck I would be, to be honest with you.
Me too.
Think of all the women.
Dude, that's a lot. There's a lot of them.
It's at least
doing that.
Some.
Aunt Jemima.
Oh, shit.
She's still alive.
I want to be dead.
If that's a real person and it wasn't just a branding tactic.
Didn't they redo the bottles so that it doesn't look like Aunt Jemima anymore?
Yes. Like, I have a new bottle of it. It's not Aunt Jemima anymore. It's fuck. What is it called? Here, I can go get it. It's like an unopened bottle of like what was the Aunt Jemima.
I believe you.
Pancake syrup. But no, I don't.
You don't
I can't
have to prove yourself
called,
on the podcast,
though.
Bro.
It's not about the syrup. It's about the name. I can't remember what it's called now.
It's not called Aunt Jemima's anymore?
No.
No.
No, it's like it's a whole different thing. Keegan's going to look it up.
It's called syrup. Yeah. Just syrup.
Isn't that syrup, bullshit, though? I think there's anything... I'm white, so my opinion doesn't matter. But
you're right.
To be honest, though, like when I think about it, I don't actually even know why the fuck they took it down. Like maybe Aunt Jemima was a real person and they stole her recipe and then named it after her and was like, "You get nothing."
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know the story of how like all this shit unfolded. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know what really happened here.
But it also feels like one of those things where like white people felt guilty, so they decided to change the label because they were like,
once again, white people making decisions for
other people. Yeah. Exactly.
We rock.
Yep.
We're the best. Oh. Look at us go, dude.
Yeah, look
go
at white people.
White people. Yeah. Can I get white on me, white on three. One, two, three.
Well,
white.
Three whites.
All right. Well,
let's just chop
I'm glad. I'm glad nobody jumped in on that because I would have been concerned. It's just called Pearl. What is it? Pearl Milling Company.
Yes, Pearl Milling Company, and it's just like a little like long windy
maple
road or
syrup,
but it's Pearl Milling Company.
That's whack,
maple
bro.
Syrup.
It doesn't even have a picture of Aunt Jemima anymore.
Yes, no, yeah.
Was. Yeah, she that was the whole thing.
Miss Buttersworth still got it going on though, right?
Miss Buttersworth is still out here.
She double cheeked up.
Making it. Let me see the making it slap.
I want to pour some of that juice all over
cover
my
you,
body.
Oh, Miss Buttersworth got it fucking thick on her, bro. Goddamn.
Miss Buttersworth, more like Miss Let Me Fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Miss Nuttersworth.
Nice.
Like it, Picasso.
They had no right making me want to fuck a bottle of syrup, but
that's
here
what I'm
we
saying,
are.
Bro. Yeah. Sometimes it'd be like that, though.
Sometimes you
making you want to. Yeah.
All right, my answer is I want to be Blake Lively because she's beautiful. She's smart.
But the real reason...
She's married to Ryan Reynolds, and I can fuck Ryan Reynolds.
That's a really good answer.
Yeah, dude.
And
love
what's the first
Blake
thing
Lively.
You do as Blake?
I fuck the shit out of Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
First, I'll offer up, wake up. Hopefully, he's right next to me.
Raw dog him.
I just hop on top.
Oh, yep. Dude, what a what's bad up, like time to wake up and realize that like it's not what it seems, and it's actually an abusive relationship. And you're like, hey, yeah, honey, right? Let's fuck. And he's like, you don't tell me. I tell you, and then hits you in the face.
Ooh.
And then I'd kind of be turned on by
it. He'd be into
it,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
He'd be like, "That's just Ryan being Ryan."
Yeah, you know. And typical then I could still go to I would still be able to go to all the cool movie parties, you know, be at the Oscars and whatnot, and I, you know, because I'm famous in my own right.
Yeah. Do you think that like when they're getting ready for the Oscars, they're just like, "Oh fuck, here we go again." You know, like they're not even excited for it. Like us, we might be like, oh my God, let's go to the Oscars.
Yeah,
and then for them, they're like, fuck, dude, this is really ruining my fucking Sunday night or whatever. Yeah.
I don't know. Cause like I think it's an optional thing to go. Cause sometimes they're like, oh, we didn't accept the award. But from what I hear from interviews and other people that have been to Oscars, they're like, oh yeah, it's like the party of the year type of thing. Like they go there and they have a great time every year. Maybe that's not true anymore, but
yeah. But what do they actually say?
Yeah, right. What about? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they fucking hate it.
Yeah, maybe they just throw up all over themselves.
It's a bunch of famous people partying with a bunch of famous people. So
yeah, I'm sure it'd be a good time.
Yeah, I'm sure it
I'd
would
go.
Be.
I would absolutely go. I'd have a blast. Yeah, I'd get shit faced.
Unless you're fucking Will Smith. Oh,
and then you'd get hit faced because you're fucking you.
Chris Rock is fucking nice. Man.
You fucking got it now, sucker.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Still relevant. Man,
still relevant. Yeah,
still relevant. I feel like he's just a bitch afterwards. You know, really peppered in.
Yeah, well, I think he did enough.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
Yeah, I mean, he hit him in the face.
Zach, what kind of woman do you want to be?
Dude, I honestly have no idea. And
said Aunt Jemima.
I said Aunt Jemima, and that was like a funny answer.
No, that's
but like,
good.
I really can't think of one.
I'm cool
that's
with
so
Aunt Jemima.
Fucked up, dude.
No, I mean,
that's so fucked. Just because you're better than women doesn't mean you can't pick one to be Zach. You fucking asshole.
That's not what it.
Did you just say Zach's better than women?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
No, that's not at all what I said.
That's literally what he said. Verbatim.
No. But I don't know, man. I don't know. That's like.
That's a weird question, man. I don't know.
Maybe Scarlett Johansson.
I was like, just thinking that.
She's the Black Widow, you know?
Yeah.
She's a superhero.
Yeah, that's why.
That's my train
of
thought.
And I didn't watch that movie either,
My train of thought went to the Black Widow, right? And like being Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, wait, who is that in real life? Like, who is an actual, like... fucking,
Black Widow type person?
Yeah.
Like, probably don't know her name.
I was
like, Parks.
Rosa Parks.
Did Rosa Parks
in the good fight?
Did she do martial arts?
She meant because she was black and probably a widow.
Oh God! No.
I get where you're both.
Thought we were on the same page.
Yeah,
you're not my bad.
No.
Adeline, my bad.
Give your meat a good old rub.
Okay.
You went out for Rosa
I was
Parks
thinking,
boys.
Fucking Ronda Rousey.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be dope.
She's pretty badass.
Yeah, she's in like, one of the Fast and Furiouses, too.
God, she could fucking squish my head like a watermelon with those thighs.
I bet she could, though.
Yeah.
Do you want her to,
actually?
That'd be a great way to die. That would be a great way to die.
Why would your head be down there?
Well, you could. Let me think of a funny answer. So circle back to me in about like 3 minutes. All right. You guys talk about something else. I'm gonna think about what I'm doing.
We were playing leapfrog and it ended terribly.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. Now I get the picture. Yeah.
Opening a bottle. Yep.
Okay.
Next.
I like Dan's answer better.
Do we have another question?
Gwyneth Paltrow.
There's one more question on this email.
Gwyneth Paltrow. That's who I'm going to be.
That's fire.
Because you want a vagina-scented candle?
Yes.
Yum, yum, yum.
All right,
dude,
guys.
She's sick, though. I love Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's
this
sick.
One's going to get deep.
In the head. All right, go on.
Okay.
What's one thing you want to change about your life?
Oh, my penis.
Why so?
Get rid of it.
Why so?
So I could be a woman.
You can already do that.
Like, yeah, but like that's costing right money.
No, it doesn't, man. No, it doesn't.
To do it right.
I'll tell you
it for you right now, brother.
Yeah. Free of charge, just because you're my friend.
I'll cut your dick off.
No, I just said that to controverse,
contradict
the first answer that I gave.
Ah.
Yeah.
Cross-reference, I think.
Cross-reference.
Okay. Dude, sick vocab this episode,
thanks.
Bro.
Thanks,
man. I used the word verbatim. I don't know if you guys caught that.
Goddamn.
That was hot.
Yeah, well, fucking turn us into a smart people podcast.
My wanker popped right through my shorts when you said that.
Yo, wanker? You want me to rip your fucking wank off, mate? Shove it right down your fucking throat.
Dan, what's one thing you'd change about yourself?
About your life.
About your life.
I would
make myself rich. What the fuck?
Honestly, well, duh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. And I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
We're good. On it. On a okay. roll today.
Good okay. answer. Good answer. Go.
Yes, points.
What's one ding, thing ding, that ding.
I didn't have time to prepare.
What's one thing that I would change about my life?
Yeah.
I like it though.
The one thing that's I would change I mean. About my life like, is my diet.
I wish I could fly.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good place to start.
I want
to
change my diet because that's something that's achievable for me, but I eat like shit all the time and I don't really care about it, but I feel like I should.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I want sleep schedule. I want to solidify a sleeping schedule.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
That's, a good one. Okay, so we're setting realistic goals. Go. Yeah, I can't just say I want to fly. Okay.
I want helicopter arms. I want arms that are helicopters, and they stem off my shoulder, and that's the tail, and then the rest then of my arm shoot, is a helicopter.
I can shoot like helicopters,
and it has missiles
arms.
That it goes off, and it's like
Apache warcopter.
It's like
don't. But when both arms do it, they kind of like hit each other and then they crash and explode.
No.
Zach, what does your gun sound like, Zach?
What does my gun sound like?
Yeah, make
like?
Your gun noise. Pew, 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 pew. Dan, what's your gun sound like? Keegan, what's yours?
Is that a man joking?
Oh, God. No, that's his gun.
Boom.
That's dial-up internet gun. Right there.
Yeah.
It's good. It's good.
Keegan, what's your gun sound like?
Bang.
Nice. That's
mine. Yeah, yours is aggressive.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Norm has the best gun.
No, I don't know. Dan's was pretty fucking good.
Psych!
I was... Dan's threw me for a loop, you know? I didn't know what was coming next.
Dan snuck up on you. It's like, whoa, I'm about to get shot. Wait, what's this happening? What's this happening?
Oh, no, I'm still getting shot.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Call the cop.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
What was the fucking question?
Something you want to change about your life. It's okay. We can move on. Dan has questions.
I just want more time.
All right.
One time in a day.
You can have some time while I ask this very easy question. This is from Solo.
The guy who biffed it.
Yeah,
we're going to keep bringing that up it. Just so he knows that he biffed it.
4th of July plans, but more importantly, your drink of choice for that specific holiday. And then he said, Coors Light, baby.
Well, nobody asked him, so these are our questions, Solo.
No, I'm glad Solo answered. Give me a point of reference.
Oh, okay.
I think, funny enough, I probably drink Coronas on fucking 4th of July.
Oh, yeah.
That was my go-to, like, when I was in Georgia, because we'd always do 4th of July on Tybee. My toes are in the sand. I got a Corona in the hand.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, so.
But I just enjoy Corona. Like, I like it better than most light beers, so.
Oh, and then other than that, I will say Coors Light. Solo and I have a connection over that. That's just a really easy, refreshing beer that you can drink like all fucking day, and it's all right.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be drinking a fucking IPA.
No,
from fucking noon until.
Yeah, you'll just feel weird.
Yeah,
IPA
it's like heavy, and you
yeah,
get,
you'd
like,
be bloated.
Twisted tea.
That's a good one.
I like twisted tea. I like iced tea. You know, on a nice hot day, and I like twisted teas. So eat a dick.
Why?
Just
no one hated on that.
I didn't say it was a hateful thing.
Yeah, but you said
if
eat
you
a
do,
dick.
Eat a dick.
Yeah, just eat one.
I'll fucking
give
eat
it a shot.
I'll eat your cock. That way you can fulfill your life destiny.
What was my life destiny?
You said you didn't want to have a cock.
Oh, yeah. All right, Norm, you can eat my dick.
Yes. Points.
Crazy, bro.
Right?
Crazy.
This is a good episode. We're not trying at all. Zach.
I'm really not.
Fourth of July.
Fourth of July
plans.
What
are you drinking?
Aren't we like hanging out?
We're hanging out
Dan,
at Dan's
right?
house, by the way. Yeah, none of us answer that question because we all have the same answer. We're going to hang out at Dan's house.
But,
oh, yeah.
if that's okay with Dan.
I need to cancel my other plans.
Whoops.
Yeah, I'm going to invite my family over to your house.
Okay.
Sick.
All right. I'm also going to invite Zach's family over to your house.
I'm really hoping that I don't have three massive holes dug in my paper. Yeah, you can.
Sick.
But you got to clean up like poop.
Yeah, for sure. I'll bring the necessary stuff.
Yeah.
PBR. All right.
Oh, man. Really? Do you drink PBR?
Bro, fuck yeah, baby. When I want to feel like a goddamn patriot, I'm picking up a PBR, bro.
Dude, that can beer, we shotgun some
that
PBRs
beer tastes
on the 4th of
like
July?
The worst, like the working class of America. That beer is what it is.
Yeah, you
can
get a 12 pack for $11.
You had it right the first time when you said the worst.
It tastes like dirty hands and hard work.
That I can agree to.
Dude, it would be dope if I have my patio cover done by then, but I don't think I will. So there might be three giant holes in my backyard, but we can work
that's
around
okay
that.
Yeah, we'll figure
it's
it
fine,
out.
There's dude, a garage, there's a front yard, all my neighbor's houses and stuff like that.
We'll play the game don't fall in the hole while you're drunk. It'll yeah. be a fun ongoing thing.
I play that game all the time.
I play that game every day. I live that game.
I'm fucking hammered the second I get out of bed in the morning. Yeah, brother,
I'm so fucking good at it too.
Yeah, dude, functioning alcoholism.
I've never fallen in a hole. Unless you count like crippling depression.
Pussy.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Mm. The one time Keegan didn't joke on this episode.
Oof.
Dill hole.
Fuck yeah, dude. All
sick. Right.
Dude, does someone have another question?
Yeah, I do. So we've all talked about the more doors or wheels in the world.
Yeah.
Now we're going to talk about, are there more eyes or legs in the world? And he added the emojis in case I didn't know what they were. And he said, think about the ocean versus insects alone.
Oh, true. But yep. Here's the thing, right? There are crustaceans and stuff in the ocean as well, but they're slugs.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. But if you go into the Amazon, this was a fact from like 12 years ago, so I don't know if it still holds up now that more than 60% of it is burned down. But you could, entomologists, which are bug researchers, could go to a random tree in the Amazon rainforest, hit it with a stick, and discover like four or five new species of insect every single time. So there's just so many insects we don't know about, and there's so many fish we don't know about.
Yeah, the ocean's a big scary place, but I don't like it.
In the deep ocean, there's lots of fish that don't even have eyes because they don't need them because they can't mm-hmm. see down there. But there's so many bugs that have extra eyes and not as many legs, so
it's probably eyes.
I think it
might. I'm gonna say eyes.
Yeah, because you think about fish. Just
the ocean
in general
is so much more,
and there's like almost no legs.
Whales still have leg bones.
Really?
Wait, what?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
For what? Do they like evolve out of it?
They haven't evolved out of it. I forget what they're called. I'm gonna Google it.
Was that you? Was that you? You little fucking bitch.
There you go.
What?
You said that?
What? Oh.
What
said
that?
What?
That was you?
Probably.
You guys said that.
Said
those
what?
Are dicks, bro. Both of you. Zach, you're a dick.
Fuck
Zach,
you. You're
I don't
a
even
dick,
know
bro.
If you said it, but you're a dick.
I didn't say shit, bro. I'm looking up the fucking answer over here. So why don't you
Well, what's the answer then, Zach?
Norm, how about you take some Pepto-Bismol over there for your little tummy?
Why? I'm fine.
Oh,
I've been drinking beer.
See, I was so excited to make fun of Norm all episode, and I can't do it.
Yeah, because I'm
you
a can. Fucking man, Keegan.
You can do it. You can do it right now.
Do it. I dare you. See what happens.
You really look dumb in that hat.
Yeah, do I?
No.
Well, you look like a pussy. Mm.
What kind of
shorts.
Pussy gets food poisoning,
That's
bro?
What I'm saying, bro.
Why don't you
fucking
tell your
nerd?
Man
yeah,
to fuck
to him.
Why don't you
yeah,
tell your stomach
tell
to
him,
man
Zach.
Up, bro?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Get
tell
him.
Man
get
to stomach up, dog.
Yeah,
bro. Straight up.
Yeah.
Damn it,
dude.
I feel like such a bitch right now.
Because you look like a bitch.
Fuck, that's two. That's two for Norm and zero for me.
I'm the king.
All right, final answer. There's more eyes than legs.
Yeah, more eyes for sure.
Legs, because I like controversy.
All right.
And you're a dumb bitch. So.
Centipedes, octopi.
Ooh, octopi. Didn't even
octopi,
think about all
that's
them.
A good one.
Squiddies.
Yeah, bro.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Those mm-hmm. motherfuckers are 8-2 ratio.
Yeah, but if you
crabs.
Look at like a fly, they
crabs!
Have like flies have like 300 eyes in each eyeball.
Lobsters? Really?
No, I actually looked it up when we first started talking about it. They have thousands of eyes in each eyeball.
Shit.
Flies.
Flies.
Flies have thousands of eyeballs in each little like circle.
Damn.
So there's all probably right. a couple thousand eyeballs on a fly.
Yeah.
So now you look real fucking stupid, Zach.
You know who looks more stupid?
Take your pussy back to the bank, bro.
The guy whose stomach can't handle a tuna bowl from...
it wasn't even a tuna bowl, whatever. You fucking idiot.
It's poke nachos.
It's poke yeah, it was poke nachos, you fucking dumbass
fucking
bitch.
This guy, fucking this
yeah,
guy
definitely. Dude, I can't wait to purposely poison your food.
Sick, dude. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah bet.
Boy.
Wow.
I'm going to kill Zach, everyone.
Sick, bro.
So Zach's not on the next episode. Know why. It was me.
All right. Well, disappear, way to incriminate yourself.
If I disappear suddenly, and just know it was anyone else besides Norm, because Norm doesn't have the guts or the nuts to fuck me up like that. Get your hands off my thighs.
Zach, all you got to do is put a plate of poke nachos outside your door, and Norm will go running. Like,
oh, shit. Oh, fuck. He's dodging back
I'll
and forth.
I'll eat that plate of nachos to get to you, bitch.
No, you won't.
Yeah,
bro.
I will.
I'll get you, bitch.
I have so many plates of nachos, you don't even know what to deal with, you freaking
guilt hole. Imagine Zach just starts stocking up on poke and fucking tortilla chips just to keep me out of his fucking
I've
apartment.
I've got a freezer full of tuna, motherfucker. Don't play with me.
Like a vampire.
I'll smack you with a whole tuna, man. That thing's 800 like, okay. pounds. You're going down. Yeah.
Instead of garlic, it's tuna.
Yeah. Yeah, guys.
I hate you. And yeah. I loathe
Wait, where are we good?
Existence.
Are we good? Did we do it?
Yeah, we're good.
You don't even know how you're. Bud. You don't even know.
Bud. We don't have anything.
I mean, we did a thing.
It's 50 minutes, man. Yeah, this is probably the shortest episode we've ever
had.
No,
we've done a couple 50-minute episodes.
Yeah, we could call it. Does anybody else have anything they'd like to bring up while we're
yeah,
here?
This, I mean, this week was just fucking weird for me, so it's okay that this episode's weird, you know what I'm
I wish I had more to talk
I
about.
I just had a
Dude,
weird
Dude, I do have a quick thing.
Week.
So yeah, there's this fucking sun solar company, right? I don't know if I brought them up before, where they just keep fucking calling me.
Yeah, yeah. I think you have.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So finally, I bit. Yeah. He was like, I'm going to give you the friends and family discount. I was like, but we're not even friends or family.
He's
like, but
that?
I got you. But he won't give me a quote before adding the discount. So what does that mean? There's probably no motherfucking discount.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, a little sus.
And I told him that I wanted a year of usage history, as we all know, because I want to see the numbers and see how much I'll actually save.
Dan's right? a numbers Mason.
Dan's a numbers guy.
Yeah. So... he keeps badgering me, telling him to send him one of my like most current power bills. And so I bit, obviously I blacked out all the information that he's not supposed to see and all that stuff. And then I sent it to him and he responds with, "You're the man."
Mm.
What a piece of shit.
Mm.
What a piece of shit.
I don't fucking trust this guy.
This guy.
I don't like this guy.
I don't like it.
You
I don't
are the
like
man,
it, dude. I sent him my power bill and he's like, "You're the man." I was like, well, thank you. But also, what are you up to?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you up to?
I will say, it's though, suspect, you are the man.
Thanks, man.
But not because that guy's
Dan
it.
Is the man.
Yeah. Well, you're the man because it rhymes.
It's in the name.
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't really have a choice.
Yeah. There's no other
when
reason.
When you were born, you were the man.
Yep. Dan the man, Stan, Dan.
Where's Stan?
Yeah. I don't know.
What do you have?
Because I stand for Dan.
Oh, that's
Boom.
Good.
Boom.
All right.
That's good.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
That'll work.
You've got mail.